Church family, welcome to Church News. I'm Ava.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are so excited that you're spending your morning with us. Caleb, what's coming up?
Summer small groups are here, and signups opened this past Sunday, and we couldn't be more excited for what God has in store over this semester of small groups. As a reminder, we are not a church that has small groups, but we are a church of small groups, and we believe that this is one of the places that God has designed for us to find freedom and build meaningful relationships. So if you'd like to see the available groups or sign up, you can visit the Welcome Center in the lobby or use the Church Center app.
So real quick, I gotta interrupt church news. Everyone listen up. Summer is almost here, and a lot of our groups here at Only Believe communicate through an app called Church Center. So I wanna encourage you, if you don't have the app Church Center, just go to your app store and download that app. You can search for small groups there, and you can have communication amongst small group members. So for example, we have a motorcycle small group that is now beginning to ride because it's beautiful outside. All communication happens there, so you know where they're gonna meet at, where they're gonna go ride. All of our groups are listed on there. So download that Church Center app, and of course, as always, if you need any help, head on out to the Welcome Center and we'll help you.
Serve Week is happening in July, and we need your ideas. We wanna hear some of your meaningful and exciting ideas for how we can love our neighbors this year for Serve Week. So if you have ideas you want to share, you can head on out to the Welcome Center and put your name on the list for Serve Week. And then Pastor Tim will get with you about your ideas so you guys can go over it. Thank you so much for your hearts to serve and reach the lost with the love and the gospel of Jesus with your community.
Have you decided to follow Jesus but don't know what your next step is? Well, your next step is water baptism. Water baptism is a way that you show that you have committed your life to following Jesus. It is an outward expression of an inward change. This is why the Bible tells us that it's through baptism that we are participating in the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you are a follower of Jesus and have not been baptized, we highly encourage you to do so. For more information, or if you'd like to sign up, you can visit the Welcome Center in the lobby.
Oh, hey everyone, Pastor Jared here. I'm just checking out our new scuba sub for our vacation Bible school coming up just around the corner. I mean, school is almost out. Summer is right around the corner. We're excited to spend 5 services with your amazing kids at this year's Vacation Bible School. It is called Deep. It's Jonah's Journey of Obedience. And we are going to be diving deep in an underwater theme to go through the life of Jonah to learn more about obedience to God's word. It's going to be an incredible time, lots of fun for kids of all ages, 3 years old through 4th grade. We're going to have amazing lessons, exciting crafts, fun games, delicious snacks. We're going to do a boys versus girls offering contest. We're going to have theme nights every night and tons of prizes, just lots of fun. Vacation Bible School is going to take place June 8th through the 11th. That's a Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 p.m. each night. You guys don't come alone. Bring a friend. Our kids' church team has been working real hard. We're totally excited to spend these 5 services with you, having fun, going deep, and maybe even taking a spin in our scuba sub, as long as I can find out how to get into this thing. I'll see you guys soon.
Ladies, join us for Gather, a special women's only event happening on June 27th at 6 p.m. This will be a special evening to connect with other women, enjoy a delicious meal with one another, and be encouraged by a special word from Pastor Nicole. Whether you are new to the church or have been a part of the family for years, Gather is a space for you. A space for you to be uplifted, encouraged, and refreshed with other women in Christ. And we want to note that there will not be childcare for this event. We look forward to seeing you there.
And if you want any more information or if you have any more questions, you can head out to the Welcome Center in the lobby and our team will do the best they can to help you out there.
He loves you. He is not mad at you. He's profoundly, deeply in love with you. No matter what you've done or where you've been or what has happened to you, Jesus Christ loves you.
Church, we've got to get the hope of the glory of God back inside of us. If we stop hoping, we've stopped living.
whatever God has delivered you from, it's a lesson that you now learn that you can come alongside somebody else that went through the same hell that you're going through, and you can give them the hope and the encouragement that there's a better day, there's another promise, you're coming out the other side.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, church. It's good to be with you in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Yay. It's a big day, isn't it?
Yes, if I can. There we go. If I can work this microphone.
It's all right.
Yes, this is beautiful. Am I still on or am I using from you?
You're on.
Okay, I'm on.
Yeah, but I can't do this. Right. Both of us can't go to the levels there.
Well, we don't do this much, do we?
No, together? We don't, but that's all right. We're getting better at what we do.
Yes, we
are. Remember, the two shall become one.
That's right.
We got this.
Wonder Twin Powers.
No. If you were a kid from the 80s, you so knew what that was.
You know what that was about.
You that's so right. knew. That just told our age right from the get-go.
Well, hello, guys, and welcome. Obviously, today we are celebrating. Oh, do I got to push my mic again? Hold on, let me push.
Let me help.
Just push once.
Okay. I got it.
Here we go.
Hello. There it is. There it was. All right, we'll get this figured out, right?
Whew.
All right, you want to start all over?
No.
Okay. Well, hello and welcome, family of faith. It is so good to be here. And yes, we are celebrating today. We're celebrating what Romans 13:8 says. And that is to owe no one anything except to love one another.
Woo-hoo.
For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Praise the Lord. So we're here to say that the property and everything that is covered under Only Believe Church is absolutely paid in full. We owe nobody nothing.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. We are debt free. How does that sound? We are debt free.
Sounds amazing.
Man, that sounds so good. It's some of you who have paid off your car, you know what that feels like. You know, unfortunately, it seems like you need a new one after you pay that one off because you've driven it for 12 years, you know.
Right.
But it's paid for. It's great to walk outside and see that something is paid for that you don't owe anything on
it.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful. But even more importantly, we are here to express our thankfulness to you as well and to God for what has been done.
That's right.
Holly, it's a great thing. And God is faithful and he will always be faithful. Amen?
Amen. In 2005, we as a church ventured out on a word from the Lord. And the word was, if you build it, I will fill it. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother and my father ventured out on a huge task and took on a $4.3 million project. I know that sounds crazy, but it required something that they didn't possess on their own. See, Jesus looked at Simon Peter in the Bible and he said, Peter, I need you to launch out in the deep. And it was deep. $4.3 million, we'd never even thought of something that large. The greatest payment we had had was a $500,000 building project that had been paid for years prior. So to take on $4.3 million meant there was only one way we were going to do it, and that was to go by faith.
Right.
It meant we were going to have to come off the shore. We were going to have to get uncomfortable. And we were going to have to be able to weather what we could not predict. And we as Christians are required to do the same. But we didn't go alone. We went with God on our side, because anytime God brings forth a word, he brings the ability to accomplish his word, because he is a promise-keeping God. Amen? And so we want to thank you for going with us.
That's right.
Because you too took faith to do what you did.
That's right. And God is always with us.
Always.
Always with us. So since 2006 now, when we dedicated this building to the Lord and began to use the facility, the doors have been unlocked and open to the public at least. I don't know where we come up with these figures.
It was an average. We did our best to approximate.
So these doors have been opened at least 69,312 times. So we can join together as a body of Christ.
So if Pastor Dave comes and asks you if you want to be on the door locking committee, you'll understand why.
Yeah. Just want to know.
Exactly. We wear people out on these doors, right? Hallelujah.
The doors themselves wear out.
But we, yeah, they do. But we all come together, all right, for several reasons.
That's
number
right.
one, we're people that, we want people actually to come through the doors to know God.
That's right.
And then obviously find their freedom in different areas of their life. I mean, through addictions, through whatever happens, and whoever comes through these doors, everybody's got a situation. Everybody's got a problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got something going on in their life that need healing and support and help and family.
That's correct.
So we open up these doors. So when they know God, when they find their freedom, then somehow they can figure out what they're supposed to do.
Their purpose.
They got to find out their purpose
to
in life. So many people go through life, I don't know why I was born. I don't know why I was supposed to do this or that. Well, hopefully here you can find your purpose and then ultimately make a difference. Make a difference. As a children's pastor for 18 years, I told people as they come to work back there, listen, I want to make sure that you are making a difference. If you don't feel like you're making a difference, nobody wants to do it. So that's what we want here at Only Believe. So that's how many times these doors have been open. And then approximately 2,166 sermons have been preached from this stage. That is crazy. And over the last 19 years, you, the Dream Team members, have used your giftings, used your talents, and God-given abilities by volunteering over 476,520 hours in this church. Hallelujah. Wow.
That's just to get services to go off without a hitch.
Well, that's a good start,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
But also, those hours include not just in the church, but through the church, you've used your giftings and your talents, and through the cities, through the communities, through the outreaches that we do. And yes, even around the world, you have used your gifts and talents and served the kingdom of God.
That's right.
That is miraculous. And it has, I guess, impacted tens of thousands and probably millions of souls that we'll never know until we get to heaven. It's a beautiful thing. And God is so good. And then speaking of around the world, this is a crazy, I don't know how you guys came up with this. These hallways have been swept for a total of 8,187 miles.
That's crazy. Tell them how far that is.
Well, that is a round?
No, not round trip. It's only one trip.
It's only one way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a one-way ticket to Tokyo, Japan from Bakken's, Ohio.
And a little bit beyond. That puts in perspective how many miles have been put on a sweeper. And I just want to add that we only got one of those really big sweepers for the girls.
We do now,
just the last year.
Yeah, but I guess that makes sense why the carpet is worn out around here.
Yeah, no, well, we're going to get that fixed.
So, is it my turn or your turn still?
It's your turn.
Okay, so not only have you given of your time and your talents, but you've also been faithful to give of your treasure as well.
Amen.
And listen, today's world, I understand it's hard to trust other people.
It is.
Especially with something that's so dear to your heart.
Money.
But yet belongs to God.
Amen.
It's very difficult these days, and we understand that. But you've done that through there, and we thank you for your generosity and obviously your giving, for your dedication and commitment to God through your tithing.
That's right.
For believing in his word and by faith applying it to your life.
That's right.
Here's the deal. When you work the word will work.
Amen.
It works every time, and your testimonies are proof of that. And I do have one testimony that I found interesting that God just threw out to me today. Jared Kaiser, I know you're in here. Yeah, stand up for a second, Jared. Again, our new children's pastor since February. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I'm praying that he won't start losing his hair in Jesus' name like I did, but it's okay. So Jared told me a testimony of how God helps and how he is faithful because of tithing. He's a tither, been tither forever. He said one day they were going to go on their vacation, and they have seven kids, okay? Mm-hmm. So that vacation, I can't imagine how much it cost to go on vacation. And then they wanted to go to Florida, all right, to Orlando. So they had gotten everything together, and him and his wife sat down. They were doing their budgets to all the seven kids and what they had to do and everything else. Well, they were short $1,250 for the food, I do believe, correct? It was for food, $1,250. Seven kids, I mean, I'm surprised that $1,250 is all you needed.
Seven boys.
So seven boys, too, not just any girls, all boys. So the thing is they didn't know what to do, but they didn't give up. They said, God is faithful. We're tithers, and somehow it's going to come to pass. Now, 3 years prior, 3 years? 3 years prior, they purchased their home through a short sale, moved in, and then they had to trash out the house. Okay, one of those deals. Well, apparently in the basement, there was some luggage down there that they saw and they threw up on a shelf. This is good. We might be able to use this later. You know, we tell one of the kids to get out or something. Here, take a piece of luggage and go, you know. So Jared goes down for the vacation and gets out all the luggage that was down there. That said, he opened it up, and in a pocket of one of those pieces of luggage was some money that was left in there. Thank God he didn't throw that piece of luggage away that somebody else had left. Now, I am going to give you one guess and one guess only of how much money was in that suitcase.
Exactly what they needed.
$1,250 exactly. Wow. That is how faithful God is. Amen. Is that true, Jared? Phenomenal what God does.
Everyone is going home today to
check out all their luggage
they have in their house.
Amen.
We want to say thank you for all of you who diligently gave in the Jubilee offering. How many of you remember when that started years and years ago? 13,200 times you gave to the Jubilee offering, which allowed us to start paying down the principal of the mortgage payment. We, in a turn, as a church, paid five bonds off on our own through the Jubilee offering alone. And then, with Pastor's last breath, he paid 10 bonds off with his life insurance policy for our church. Little did he know he would be making such an impact on his last breath. And you know, I want to take a minute just to touch to this, because I'm actually going to be speaking on faithfulness today. And this is the true definition of what faithfulness is. Our faithfulness to God. Because what it means is that you, as a church, even though our circumstances changed, and I'm going to be real, it's not the way we wanted it to change, right? But because it changed that way, we didn't get unfaithful. We didn't stop pursuing the things of God because the situation got rough. We stayed loyal to Him, and we stayed loyal to His belief and trust in Him and what He would do. What we started before Pastor had initiated and before he died, we completed. And because of that, our faithfulness to God is also being rewarded today. Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen. And that left...
That left $425,000 to raise after all those bonds were paid off. And yet again, you were faithful to God, of course, and stepped out in faith.
That's right.
So what should have taken 30 years to pay off?
What should have held us tied to a lender for another 11 years.
was actually canceled.
And paid in full.
And that was on May the 2nd at 4:37 p.m. in the afternoon.
Amen.
We had to remind
the lender last week that they could take no more money from us as they kept taking our payment
out. Really?
Not one, twice.
Whoa.
So they sent us a check back.
With interest?
No.
Oh. That's crazy.
Teenagers and children, you're here today not by chance. And I say that because you're here because you were a part of it. And you say, but how, Pastor Nicole? I don't know that I ever gave in the money. No, but what you did do was when your parents decided to tithe when it was hard. When your parents decided that, no, we're not doing that because we're doing this for our church. You were a part of that sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And it's important. This is not just only believe. This is just not your parents' church being paid off. This is your church.
Oh, absolutely.
And now you get to say, God did it. And you get to own what your parents took such a very, very significant leap of faith in. And now you get to decide that this is your church, and your church is paid for.
Amen. And you know what? We call that a miracle.
Amen.
That's what we call. And you know, the definition of a miracle is a highly improbable development or accomplishment that brings very welcome
consequences. Ooh. And of course, the debt cancellation is that in itself, a miracle. And we see that all the time here at Only Believe. And because of our faith in Jesus,
yep,
and of course, being faithful to our commitments we give to God, we have seen yet another miracle of a debt cancellation here at Only Believe, which is absolutely powerful. And just as we give all the praise to God for what he has done, we continue to honor the past, thank him for what he has done, and now we journey into another new beginning of Only Believe Church, and that is exactly what God brought out this morning through that prophecy. Another new beginning here at Only Believe. Come on, somebody, give God a round of applause.
Thank you, Lord,
for that. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I love
so,
it.
So are you ready to
Thank
get
you.
Into the meat of this thing?
I am. I
Do
want
it,
to
baby.
Share some
Do
things
it.
Because God's not done with his church yet. Amen. And I looked at Randy when we were going, when the prophecy came forth, and I said, did she have my notes? He said, no, but God knew what you said, and he wanted to confirm it to the believer. So what I want to talk to you about is the faithfulness of God. And it said, God's not done yet. He's just begun. We've said for a couple years around here that God's not done, and the best is yet to come out of Only Believe. But if you would, turn your Bibles with me to Matthew, the 25th verse. We're going to start there today, and I'm going to make this a little faster than normal because I do know that we have children that have ants in their pants and they're ready to get out of their seats. I understand that. Matthew, the 25th verse, or 25th chapter, the 21st verse. And here's what it says. It says, his master replied. This is the parable of the bags of gold, where the master came and gave three different people the same amount and asked them to be faithful with what he had given them. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Now, I talk about this. The NLT said, come and let us celebrate. But the bottom line is that we hear in Luke, the 16th chapter, the 10th verse, is that to whom much is given, much is required. But when you're faithful in the little, God then gives you much. As a church, I know God's not done with us because we were faithful in the little. Therefore, he says, when you are, I'm going to give you more responsibility. Somebody say more responsibility.
More responsibility.
And you think, oh, Pastor Nicole, I don't want more responsibility. Well, unfortunately, in order to build the kingdom, that comes with responsibility. If you are looking for a responsibility-less destiny, then church is not for you, because God entrusts us with more things than just money. He entrusts us with our family. He entrusts us with our time and our talents, and those things need to be used in the kingdom too. And whether we like it or not, when he returns, and though we go to heaven because we are sin-free and salvation came to you and I, and we have no sin in our life, there's a judgment that comes for you and I. And it's a grade card of how well you lived this life and what you did with what he gave you. That's what I'm telling you. And I want to hear him say, come on, I'm going to give you more responsibility now that you made it, because you were faithful on earth. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. See, this is just a preterm of what's going to happen in heaven. And when we're not faithful here with what he's given us, then we're not going to be given much in heaven. And I don't know about you, if the stories are true of people that have gone to heaven, I don't want to be sitting under some apple tree needing to eat fruit all day just to stay alive. I want to be able to walk away from the apple tree and do what God's given me to do. Amen? Because I was faithful with what he gave me here on earth. Now I get to have more responsibility and more freedom in heaven. And you say, but Nicole, what does that look like? I'm going to talk to you about that today, because here's the day. Our church remained faithful to what God said. You build it and I will fill it. Here's the deal. God is faithful to every plan and purpose he initiates. God is a promise-keeping God. in the word when he gave his promise that he would send a son, he did it for you and I. When he gave a word to Abraham and said, I will make you the father of many nations, though Abraham died before it was seen in its fullness, you and I are of those nations. We are as many as the stars as he can see. Why? Because God is faithful to what he says. Church, the first part of our vision is complete. The first part is complete. And God, I remind you that God's plan for only believe was not man's plan. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said? It was not Pastor Dosick's plan. The plan came from God, and we are fulfilling the plan. And Dad used to teach me this, that if man could give it, man could take it away. But if God gives it, there's no man that can take it away. Amen? God said, up on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's only believe. It doesn't matter what trial or tribulation we as a body of believers come into as a corporation, as a corporate whole. It doesn't matter what you come into personally, because when you deal with something personally, it affects us all. And the way you and I look towards the future, the way you and I believe that God purposes and plans us for something and he completes it because his word promised it, matters to the entire body. It's important that we think alike. God's plan is here to complete it, not just to build the building. We've built it. Now it's time to pay it off. And now's the time to fill it. Did you hear me? Now's the time to fill it, just as God said he would fill it. How do you think God's going to fill it? He's going to fill it by using you, just like he used you to pay the payment. Now you're like, oh, Pastor Nicole, this is just more responsibility. You're right, but it's going to require, by faith, you and I hearing what the word of the Lord has said. If you build it, Peter, I will fill it. He's going to use you and I to fill it. And here's the deal. I'm going to be real with you. It's not enough that there's just half of the church full. There are 2,500 seats in this building. God prophesied that we would be a church of 5,000. Guess what? There's 2,500 seats times two services on a Sunday. Get ready. That means 5,000 people. And if you don't like large numbers, I'm sorry. You're really going to hate heaven. This is who we are. And the second part of this vision is time to come. But we have to be about the Father's business. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm speaking to the pink elephant in the room. I'm speaking right now to it. You want to know why? Because it's going to require that you and I do something different. It's going to require that you and I get uncomfortable. And just like my parents required 19 years ago for us to step off the shore and to get into a boat where we didn't have the resources that would fix it if a storm came. We invested all we had in what we had in the building. We didn't know what we were going to do if the trial and the tribulation came. But just like God was faithful when it did come, he was faithful to pay it off. It's proof for us that that which God started, that what his word said, you and I only believe. We need to start saying what God said. We need to start expressing by faith what's going to happen in this house. And whether we like it or not, that Elbro room you have next to you might get taken. Some of it might be uncomfortable, and that's okay because it means you and I are stepping off of the shore and into the deep where the unknown is there. But I'm telling you that when there's a challenge of God put before you, that when you step out and you do it his way, he never leaves you forsaken. He never leaves you. He is faithful to his word. And you know what? 19 years ago, we couldn't say that we had seen God be faithful to pay off $4.3 million. But because of it, our faith is stronger. Our perseverance is better. Our endurance, our strength, and our tenacity to dig our heels in and say, we don't care what happens around us. We're not afraid of the storm that's ahead of us. What we know is what God spoke is going to come to pass at Only Believe. Amen. And this requires that you and I start using our faith and we start saying God's plan out loud. Romans, the 10th chapter, the 11th verse tells us, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Here's what this means. You and I believe in Christ. If you believe in Christ, you believe in the words that was spoke. When God gives a word, if you believe it, you start to take steps towards what he said. Why? Because faith without works is dead. You and I have faith in our heart that what God sent out to do at Only Believe, he's going to complete. If he's going to complete it, then by faith, you and I must believe that it is purposeful that this house is filled for the glory of God. Can I just say this? It's not because we want to be the largest church in our area. That's not what this is about. Do you understand that if God spoke it to us, then it's his purpose and plan for our life. It's not that we even have to like it. It's not that we have to question, how will we have a big enough staff? Where will we put all the employees? I don't know. What I know is that if God spoke it, he's ordered it for us to do, and we will fulfill it. That's what I know. And it's about building his kingdom. Do you realize that God has a goal for Only Believe? Do you know that he wants to build his church with healthy, growing Christians who are not afraid to look at circumstances and take faith, own it, because they know him in a better way? They don't want us to just know him. They want us to know who he is. Do you realize that when you and I, as a body of believers, live this life of faith extravagantly, we give extravagantly. You want to know why? Because we're not afraid of not having enough. We pray extravagantly. You want to know why? Because we don't believe that God is a God that he could lie, and that what he said he means and he's going to do in our lives. Guys, this is huge. But he believes that we'll live our marriages by faith, that we'll give by faith, that we'll raise our children by faith. Why? So that our children can jump higher than we ever jumped. So our children can run further than we ever ran. See, he's got a plan for the next generation. And you and I are just a part of birthing that faith in that generation that they will do it. There's people that need saved from the freedom from their sin and the power of it. They need to find freedom truly in their church. This is God's plan. That people aren't bound by sin anymore, that they understand they're not a slave to Satan, and that the power of the Holy Ghost has given them the ability to be free from their past and walk into a fresh future. There's people that search their whole life for their purpose, their whole life. But God's plan is that they would find their purpose in him. If there is no earthly purpose out there, you can't find working as a librarian, there's fulfillment. You don't work as being a farmer, there's no simple task that's done and you're not fulfilled. You wanna know why? Because God created you to only be fulfilled when you fulfill what he has you to do. Now, can that be farming? Yes. Can that be a librarian? Yes, it can. But there's people that search their whole life. God's goal for our church is that when they come, they know their purpose. And then they join together with you and make a difference. And part of that is sharing their faith with others. You know, the Bible tells us that in Luke, or that in, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page. That's not it. Is that he tells us that we are to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Compel them to come in. Church, if we don't share the gospel, how will they hear? How will they hear of the faithfulness of God? It was the prophecy this morning that he's going to anoint you to do that which he's purposed you so that his plan for Only Believe can be fulfilled. Just as God has fulfilled the plan for Only Believe today, a part of it, we're going to work on the rest, amen, and we're going to believe God to do it. Let this be proof that he's willing to be faithful in your life. And I want to remind you that God's faithfulness does not look like our faithfulness. My faithfulness can depend on how I feel that day. my faithfulness in certain things, hear me out. Like, let's talk about being faithful to the laundry. Did you hear Ashley? Oh, like, I think until the girl wears her last pair of socks, the laundry don't get done. Like, there's 10 loads piled up. That's just how she is. And even if it's a stressful week, we're going to buy new clothes for everyone because I don't have time to buy laundry, to do the laundry. Your faithfulness depends on what you want to do a lot of times. Our faithfulness to God tends to look different. And there's other things that we're not faithful to. But God's faithfulness to you and I looks different. See, he promises that he will care for us. He promises that he will love us, that he will lead us, and that he will provide for us. But our faithfulness to him says that I will trust in your word and what you said you would care for. So I know if I cast my cares upon you, you care for me. I know that if I give, it shall be given, pressed down and shaken together and running over. This is one of the ways God provides for me. Right? All it is in my faithfulness is trusting in his ability and his character to provide for me. Did you hear what I said? His character. This isn't a daily choice that God chooses. This is who he is. You and I make a daily choice. See, it's easy for us to believe that God is faithful when he's doing everything the way we want him to. He's answering your prayers just the way you ask him to do it. But when he doesn't answer the prayer the way you want him to, because Romans 8:28 says that he works all things for your good according to his will and his purpose, and you think your will, who has known God and believes you know what he wants for your life because you're too blind to see your own weakness, and that he's going to make you a millionaire before age 40, and he knows that to make you a millionaire before age 40 would kill you. Amen. He's not doing what's going to harm you. He's not giving you what you desire if it's going to lead you into a bad space. He's not giving what you want in the time frame you want because you might not be able or ready to handle what he's done. God's faithfulness is not dependent on him doing it the way you want him to do it. God's faithfulness is him doing it the way he wants it in the time he does it. And if the answer is no, because it will harm you, then you have to be able to submit yourself, your will, your actions underneath the mighty hand of God and allow him to be faithful. Or let me tell you what will happen. You'll make it happen on your own. And you'll be miserable with the way it happened because you took matters into your own hands. Amen. Like Abraham and Sarah. And they called on the lady and they said, here, you're the handmaiden. You go sleep with Abraham and you give us a baby because that's how God's going to give us children. And you know what? Sarah hated her. Hated her. Hated Hagar. And you know what? She threw her out to die under a tree with her and that baby. But in spite of Abraham and Sarah's will, ahead of God's, because they thought they were new, better than what God knew for their life. In spite of that, he made that man a nation just as well, because God was still faithful, even though he didn't even have to be at the time. Amen? Yep. You and I's, God's faithfulness doesn't need us. God's faithfulness is always there, will always remain there. Not only was God faithful to his word, he's faithful to his plan and his purpose in your life. But he's faithful through your struggle. He's faithful through your struggle. And I know that's hard for you. Lamentations tells us, but let me tell you what Numbers says first. First of all, Numbers says that God is not a man. He's not human. He's not like you and I. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a human, so he doesn't change his mind. He doesn't set out to do something and then go, oh, no, I shouldn't have said that. Or, no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant this. No, God is faithful in and out. He doesn't lie and he does not change his mind. In Lamentations, this is what it says. It says, because of the God's, Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail and they are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. I want to remind you, church, today, very short message on faithfulness, but I thought it was very fitting for who and where we are today. Let it be proof that if God came through for Only Believe and paid off $4.3 million over 19 years and it was supposed to take 30, then won't he be faithful to do what he said he would do in your life? Yeah. Won't he be faithful to acknowledge and see where you are and say, I am the God in the midst of the struggle. You don't have to worry about me lying. What I said, I meant. You can count on it and you can take it to the bank. Isn't that what this should be telling us? Remember, what starts in the church starts in there and it trickles down to all of the bodies of believer. But if you don't believe, I'm telling you, there's someone in here right now, it just came to me. There's someone in here that you've let a prophecy from prior. You have let it fall to the ground because it's taken too much time. But God says, pick it back up. Put it in the forefront of your mind, for he's come to fulfill that which he said. Randy, do you remember how many years it was that God prophesied that you would be in Africa on the stage before it occurred?
29 years.
29 years. Now, some of you may say, Pastor Nicole, I've already been waiting 29. Then when you've done all you can do, stand some more. Because I'm telling you that there is not a faithful place in God's life that he is lying to you. He is not going to bring us shame. That's what his word said when we read it today. But you and I must get a hold and believe it and launch back out into the deep and stop staying in the safe zone with your faith. See, we get comfortable. We get comfortable in believing that our faith is just as long as we're making it by, as long as we're getting through, then it's all good, right? That's not. Nevertheless, Peter said, at thy word, I will throw out my net again. And the biggest harvest the boys had ever fished for was given. I'm telling you that in order to do the things that God needs each and every one of you to do, and this is what it looks like, it may be that your provision is changing. It may be that God's asking you to launch out in the deep financially somewhere. Maybe you're changing jobs. Maybe you're doing something. Maybe some of you have stopped fighting for those children that are away from God. Maybe the test has just been turned up a little bit and they were off their rocker, but now they're crazy off their rocker. And you're starting to doubt the word of God and what he said he would do for you and your children. Lay hold, pick back up the mantle of faith and say, no, I'm launching out of the deep. I'm not just believing for my kids' salvation. I'm believing that my kids will fulfill the purpose of God in their life. And they're going to make a difference in this world. They're not just going to make it into heaven by the seat of their pants, but they're going to make a difference before they go. Some of us need to pick back up what God said and hold on to that word and don't let go. Amen. Because that same provision that was here for Only Believe is the same provision that is there for your family. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray and we're going to go to the park today and have a beautiful lunch, have a fun time together. By the way, we are having hot dogs and hamburgers, but I want you to know they're gourmet burgers. I don't know what that means, but it might mean the ketchup's with a heart. I don't know, but they are gourmet burgers. That's what I'm being told. So we're going to have all of the toppings, and it's going to be there. So you don't have to bring anything to come. If you've joined us just as you are, come as you are. Have fun. We're going to celebrate as a church for our anniversary and because our building is paid in full, and God's promise came true for Only Believe. And if God's promise came true for Only Believe, then God's promise will come true for you. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet if you would. Some of you may be visitors here today, and you just walked into a celebration of paid in full. There's nothing wrong with that. It just means that God's doing a whole bunch of things that are good here. I want you to know that God has a plan for you too. His purpose for all of us and his plan, though we're in the church, I don't believe that you're here by chance today. I don't believe that you just on a whim decided to come to church. I believe the message on faithfulness was for you. See, the very first part of God's faithfulness was found in Isaiah, the 9th chapter in the 6th verse, when he said, I'm going to send to you Jesus. It was a prophecy that fulfilled itself hundreds of years later when the Messiah came to save the world. That Savior is still here today, saving and making lives new. Every single day, people choose to walk away from the sin of this world, the things that are wrong, and accept the things that are right and ask for God's help to help them. A lot of us here have already said this prayer, but you may have been reminded today that you don't have Christ in your heart. And there might be an empty void inside of you, and you don't know how that void's going to be fixed. You don't know how you're going to get through the anxiety that you live with every day. You don't know how you're not going to pick up the bottle to drink your sorrow away. But I'm telling you that the Savior makes all things new. Amen. See, not all of us here were perfect. Not all of us got saved at age 5 and lived a life that was pleasing to the Lord. We've all done some bad things. But I'm telling you that each one of us in this life is given a choice, either to serve God or to not serve God. Today is your choice. You are in this house for a purpose and a season, for a reason, and that's to make a choice to serve God or to reject Him. And you can say, well, Pastor Nicole, I'm really not ready today. And thus said everyone that came into the bridegroom's table. They had reasons and excuses for everything. Well, I've got to go finish this job, and I've got to do this, and I've got to be over here. Go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come into the kingdom. Today, you're given a choice. And by choosing to not choose a choice today, you did choose to not know Christ today. That is a choice. So with every eye closed and every head bowed, I'm just going to ask you if there's anyone here that would like to say yes to Jesus. That today I'd like to make Jesus the Lord of my life. And then I'm going to try to do this Christian thing. I'm going to try to make it right. But all you have to do is love the Lord, and He does the change. He does the work in you. You don't have to work hard for it. He actually chooses to do the work for you and do it in you. Is there anyone here under the sound of my voice that would say, Pastor Nicole, I would like to know Christ. I would like to give my heart to Jesus today. I'm tired of living this life. It's not panning out for me, and I need a new way. I need to feel fulfilled. I need to know that I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. Is there anyone that would slip up their hand and say, that's me? That's me today. I want this faithful God. Anyone here under the sound of my voice? Thank you, Jesus. Hey, no. All right. With that being said, I'm going to pray over you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I just thank you, Lord, that you're working in the hearts of the people here. Father, I thank you that I sense there's more than one. This prophecy thing, some of you have got to go back and grab the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord has been spoke over your life. There's some leaders here even. Lord, speak clearly. Jesus, let me hear. Sense there's a leader here that is struggling, and you think that your work is done, but God says, if you'll go back and listen to what I've said, I'm not finished. There's so much more to be fulfilled, but I need you to remember the word that I spoke, and I need you to walk towards it and possess it, because it's going to be yours, and it's coming rather quickly. It's coming quickly to you. There's been a season of waiting, but God says it's quickly coming. Father, we just thank you for the word of the Lord that you've spoke over our lives. God, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, for your salvation. Father, I thank you that for each and every one here today, there is a plan and a purpose. Father, not just as a body for only believe, but God, as a body of individuals, there's something happening and something working. Father, I thank you, Lord, that not only is there a plan and a purpose, but God, you're seeing us through our struggle. You're seeing us through our struggle, oh God. Father, that you're with us and that you're for us. And Father, I just thank you, God, that the things that we've allowed, God, to come in through the struggle, Father, that maybe has allowed us to not be faithful. Father, we recommit our faithfulness to you. We want to be loyal, loyal to believe and trust in the written word of God. Lord, when the devil comes at us, Father, that we would still remain faithful to you. Father, for faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit, proof that you've been at work in our lives. God, help us to live faithful. In Jesus' name. Is there anyone else who would like to give their life to Christ? This young man's answered the call this morning, in spite of it all. Anyone else? He's broke the ice for all of you. Anyone else? While it's there, he's back. You're the prophetic one, the one with the leader. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what pulled you off track. I don't know what it was that took you astray, but God says, I'm ready to repair, restore, and put it all back in. And I have a feeling that you think you're not worthy. God says, I think you are. Hallelujah, Randy Lee.
Just, you know, the other thing too, just,
come on.
Yeah, come on up here, man. Just as, I'm talking to you. That's okay, man. Just as it took the step of faith for you to do what you just did, it's probably going to take that to do what you're supposed to do. You know, today we're celebrating. We're happy that this is a new beginning for Only Believe. But yet, if we want to be real and if we want to be down to earth, it's also scary. Because with a new beginning comes something that God is going to do through us, through the church, that is going to be so much bigger than us.
So much bigger.
And it's going to be kind of scary because it has to be bigger or we can say that it was us.
Whew.
It better be big.
It better be big, right? So even though we're happy and thank God, to me, I'm like, oh boy, now I got to buckle in because what is he going to expect of us in this new season, in this new level, in this new place that we are going to go? What kind of faith are we going to have to believe for that he has prepared for us?
Amen.
And that he has prepared for you.
Amen.
Just like you took that step. Man, once you did it, hallelujah, I'm here. Man, it felt great. Praise God. It's going to be the same way when we take that next step out there.
Amen.
So do it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Father, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for faithfulness, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that he did what he was supposed to do and took that first step that was very difficult, that was hard, but he did it. And you're with him, Lord God, to fulfill the call that you have for him, Lord Jesus. And God, whatever has happened, Father, in the past, whatever has happened through him, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, the past is the past. It's gone. It's forsaken. It's over and done. Thank you, Father, for a fresh of breath air for this young man.
That's
in the
right.
name of Jesus, and a new beginning. I thank you for the vision that you have for him, and that God, you will do through him as he is obedient to you what you've called him to do.
That's
we
right.
thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God is a redeemer of time, young man. God is a redeemer of time. Praise Jesus. All right, church, I love you. We're all going to get your clothes changed, get your food, whatever it takes. We're going to meet you over at the Bakkens Park where we're going to feed you, celebrate, talk to you, and love on you. Greet someone on your way out, and we will see you over at the park.